all about young children, social-emotional development, expression and regulation of emotion at around 60 months of age. Expression and regulation of emotion. Examples of children communicating about and managing their feelings and behavior at around 60 months. In the first clip, a girl jumps on a small trampoline. Another girl and a boy are sitting on chairs watching her jump. The three children argue about the order in which they will take turns jumping. Each proposes a different order. They continue arguing about who is first and who is second. Then the boy recites the alphabet, while the girl on the trampoline continues jumping. The girl sitting next to the boy looks at him, and then at the girl on the trampoline.
So now, Adam, you get to roll. Try to roll on the yellow tray. Now, do any of those match?
One, two,
let Adam count.
In the second clip, two boys, Adam and Buckeye, play a game with a teacher that involves rolling five dice and selecting those that match. The teacher tells Adam that it is his turn. Kneeling on his chair at the table, Adam rolls the dice into a plastic tray and looks for matches. Buckeye, standing next to Adam, also looks for matches. Before Adam can tell the teacher if any of the dice match, Buckeye begins to say which ones match. The teachers ask Buckeye to give Adam a chance to answer. Adam identifies three matching dice and puts them aside. Then Adam rolls the remaining two dice two more times. After the second roll, one of the dice matches the ones he already set aside. He puts that one aside with the others. Buckeye watches and comments that Adam now has four matches. The teacher asks Buckeye to let Adam count. Buckeye becomes silent and watches. Adam rolls the remaining dice two more times. The teacher stops him, says, "That's enough," and asks him how many matching dice he got. Looking at them and then looking quickly at the teacher, Adam responds, "Four." In the third clip, a group of children are listening to a teacher reading a book in Spanish. Three children are sitting on a couch with the teacher, and four are sitting in chairs across from the couch or to its side. A girl on the end of the couch climbs up onto the arm of the couch. As the teacher continues reading, she reaches over, puts her hand on the girl's leg, and gently pulls the girl back toward the couch seat. In response, the child gets down off the couch's armrest. Now sitting on the couch, the girl leans against the armrest and looks up at the ceiling.
David didn't get
all the squares. Okay, keep looking.
In the fourth clip, a boy named David and a girl are at a table using small plastic geometric shapes to make designs. The girl stands near a teacher, also seated at the table, and, looking at the unused shape in the middle of the table, tells the teacher that she is checking to see if David took them all. The teacher comments, "All the squares." The girl keeps looking and says, "I'll just wait till he's done." The teacher responds, "Oh, okay, that's a good idea. Or you can use a different shape." The girl then goes over to her design and sits back in her chair.
How many more do you need?
David suggests that the girl could make a square, and the teacher asks how the girl could do that. David says he doesn't need one of the squares and puts it in the center of the table. The girl picks the square up and adds it to her design. Her design is made up of four rows, with each row consisting of similar shapes and colors lined up horizontally. All of the rows are of similar length, except for the row of squares, which is shorter than the rest. The girl tells the teacher she's waiting for another square. She explains that she is waiting for more because she needs to get the row of squares all the way to the other end. The teacher asks how many the girl needs to complete the row. She responds by pointing to the design and the space she needs to fill. She continues to wait. She notices more squares in the middle of the table and takes them. Meanwhile, David continues to create his design. The girl completes her row of squares. She then expresses that her row of triangles is too short. She says she's waiting for one more triangle and points to where it will fit in. She watches David and waits, shifting in her chair. She comments on something David has. The teacher suggests that she could ask David. In response, the girl asks David if she could have some triangles, and he responds by giving her two. She adds them to her design and then says this time she needs one. Parent discussion of children's expression and regulation of emotion at around 60 months.
That's a very interesting topic because feelings, it comes with emotions, with crying. I don't know about you guys, but my culture is like, don't cry. I remember as a kid, people telling me, don't cry. But then now it's like, why not?
Yeah, that's
we do it not in public, of course, because we're embarrassed, but it's a way to express our feelings. So that's, I want to hear what you guys have to say about how to help them with their feelings.
I just sit by my sons and I just start to speak with them. I just do it. And I ask what he is feeling, what's going on, why they are doing that, is it okay? And just try to relax them. That's help.
Yeah, talking is help for the child also. And explain how you feel after. Maybe if you cry, maybe you feel good after. But if you start crying, maybe feel good too. So yes, explain what happened, you know.
Well, you know, we were not really raised to kind of keep our emotions inside, but to kind of express, you know, especially when you're, you know, upset, that way to, in order to get it out. But I guess my father would say, don't be a crybaby, would be his expression. You know, definitely cry, definitely get those emotions out. But he says, don't let it rule over you, which is what I try to teach my son as well. You know, he can be very high emotions sometimes. And so I encourage him to, you know, definitely get those emotions out if that's what he's feeling. But I tell him that sometimes, you know, you have to control your emotions and not let them overcome you in some ways.
When my daughter is like very emotional, I just let her cool off and then I don't touch the subject because she just gets worse and more frustrated. But then the teacher said, wait, when you guys go to sleep, read a story and then talk to her, and that's a good time. And I'm figuring out that's a good way because she's not, her emotions are controlled, and that's when like, oh, so what happened? And then now she tells me, well, I was mad because of this and that. So I'm playing with stuff because that emotion part is not easy. Now that she's writing and making pictures is kind of cool because I just started last week. I said, here's a piece of paper. So she used to see the one she's mad, the ugly faces she makes, big mouth. But then afterwards I said, what is this? And then I write it down and then I have it. So maybe I can try to play with that, making pictures. Because when I get mad, when I'm frustrated, I have to write things down. Either when I'm nervous, I write things down. So maybe she'll get that gene from me.
One of the things I'm curious about, because children, when they're born, they don't know the names of their feelings. They don't know the name of sad. They don't know the name of frustrated or mad. And I'm wondering if you find yourselves kind of sharing those names with them or naming their feelings sometimes. I don't know.
I think we need to do it more like at school. Because at school, they have the feelings and they point to them. So I'm like, on my to-do list, I want to buy a chart, a visual, so they can see. I feel like I need more work with that.
I think my other son is kind of helping with me with that because I have two children and, you know, my 18-month is kind of entering that tantrum phase. So, you know, my 5-year-old will say, baby's mad. You know, when he's rolling around on the floor, he's like, baby's mad. He's angry. And so he's kind of, you know, seeing that behavior and he's kind of recognizing and being able to label it. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
A special thanks to the programs and families, without whose help this video series would not have been possible. All About Young Children is a product of the California Department of Education, developed by WestEd. Copyright 2013, California Department of Education.